This is episode 14 of Everyday Wellness, Healthy Travel Tips. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host Cynthia Thurlow, functional nutritionist and nurse practitioner. Let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hello, hello. Today we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics and Kelly's as well. We're going to talk about how we strategize around travel.
Yeah, we both love to travel with our families, without our families, any way we can travel. We love to make it happen and we like to try to take our healthy lifestyle along with us while we do that. So we thought that today we'd share some of our favorite tried and true learned tips and tricks for traveling and staying healthy.
Now, I guess, you know, for when my husband and I travel by ourselves, my biggest challenge is that I'm on a pretty rigid elimination diet, which I'm totally comfortable with when I'm in my house. But I acknowledge the rest of the world is very likely not gluten, grains, and dairy free. So it's really important for me to strategize and be super proactive because I don't assume that the airline is going to be looking out for my best interest. I think they've gotten the gluten-free thing. They do pretty well with that, but I think the dairy and grains thing makes their heads spin. So, you know, we have an upcoming trip next week, and one of the things I've already started preparing for is I'm already pulling out things like, you know, nut butters that are in packets. I know you like the Artesian brand. Yeah. I like almond butter. That just tends to be, and I don't want anything that has any honey or any other additives. I just like pure almond butter. That's what I enjoy. My husband is a peanut aficionado, so I usually will grab some peanut packs. And I know for those of us in the nutritional therapy world, we aren't huge fans of peanuts, but we try to meet people where they are. And my husband's one of those people who makes generally good choices, but he likes his peanut butter. I always carry bags of nuts. And one of my peculiar habits is that I don't like to touch my food when I'm out and then put it in my mouth because I just kind of feel like I can't be 100% certain my hands are clean. So I always travel with these little disposable packs and a disposable spoon so that I can dip the spoon in and I can then eat the snack and not be concerned that I'm ingesting something I don't want to be ingesting. And having come back from Barcelona with parasites, I am definitely very mindful of this these days. I also like to occasionally have, if I get stuck, make sure I have a clean protein bar. And since my world is small right now because I can't have chocolate, there's a bar by JERF, so Just Eat Real Foods, which is Sean Croxton. No affiliation with them, listeners, just want to point that out. But he has a vanilla almond bar that's pretty good. It's a little dry, but you know, it meets my needs if need be. Kelly, I know that you have some other things that you enjoy bringing with your family. I kind of feel like when I travel with my boys now, they eat so much food. It's nearly impossible to bring enough to satisfy their needs. So sometimes we'll do some epic bars and things like that, that will generally, they're easy to pack. And you know, if we don't eat them right away, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I think you made some great suggestions. We tend to like the RX bars, so that's something that we can all agree on and consume, so we take those along with us. I do like the Artesian brand of almond butter. Mm-hmm. They're in packets. It's good to like squeeze them around a little bit and warm them up before you open them to make sure that the most of the almond butter comes out. It's not very fun to try to dig it out with a spoon. Yep. On a plane. we take cut vegetables like carrots and snap peas and celery, and also some fruit like apples. We've tried other things, but apples tend to travel the best and last the longest. We're also fans of nuts, so we'll take nuts or some kind of trail mix. And I can remember meeting you for the first time in Las Vegas at our nutritional training.
Yeah.
And you took out a baggie and had your little spoon in there. And I was like, okay, she is doing it. She knows what she's doing.
She may be a wee bit OCD. That might be, I always say microbiology ruined my life. And I'm going to apologize. Hopefully no one is hearing that my cleaners are in my house. And despite my request, they, of course, just turned the vacuum on.
No worries.
Yeah. That's just the way the day is, the way the day is working itself out for sure. One of the most common concerns I see in perimenopause and menopause is hair loss, hair breakage, hair shedding. And knowing that over 80 million Americans are impacted by this is both reassuring, but it's wonderful to know that there are products available that can help with these symptoms. Divi is good for those with hair shedding or thinning due to stress in perimenopause or menopause. They can be helpful for addressing dry scalp. And have you wanted to take control of your hair health but aren't sure where to start? This is where Divi can be hugely impactful. I love their scalp serum. And we know that the scalp serum improves the appearance of breakage, nourishes our hair follicles, and removes product and oil buildup. There are some key ingredients, including tea tree oil, which works to reduce and prevent excess oil buildup on the scalp, amino acids that help to strengthen hair, fight frizz, which is my greatest concern, and reduce breakage, and copper tripeptide 1, which is a small protein composed of the three amino acids to facilitate a clean and hydrated scalp, as well as hyaluronic acid, which is nourishing and hydrating to our scalps. As I mentioned, Divi is not just for those experiencing hair loss. I have found it to be hugely helpful for scalp health, and all of Divi's products, including their shampoos and conditioners, come together to create a full daily solution that helps women nourish their hair and get to the root of scalp health. Do you want to take back control of your hair and scalp health and do it with clean, science-backed ingredients? Go to diviofficial.com/Cynthia or enter Cynthia at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's diviofficial.com/Cynthia for 20% off your first order. As I mentioned, my favorite product is the scalp serum. And now that we're in the deep throes of winter weather, it is so wonderfully nourishing and moisturizing. Consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen or stored glucose is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack where you can try all of their flavors.
If we just roll with it, that's totally fine. And I know that you can't have avocados now, so I hesitate to even bring up how much I love bringing avocados. But
they are
super easy and they travel well. And the great thing is you can just take them whole and open them with a butter knife, even if it's a plastic knife that you have to get on the plane.
Yeah, super convenient. And, you know, healthy fats are really the way to go. I always tell, you know, my female clients and even my clients that have kiddos that, you know, fats are what are going to keep us sustained, keep us satiated. And there's nothing worse than being on a plane and recognizing that perhaps you can't eat what they're serving you, but you've got many hours to your destination. I know the other concern about travel is, you know, recirculated air in airplanes, which is kind of a cesspool when you think about it. I try not to And I don't want any of our listeners to think that I'm truly OCD. I'm really not. I'm just always kind of proactive about what are the things I can do to protect my health while I travel. And obviously, you know, like silly things like washing your hands and just being mindful about stress management around your vacation. Mm-hmm. With that being said, Kelly knows that we have a big trip coming up, and there's been so much going on for me business-wise that I probably have not been managing my stress as well as it should be, but we know that stress lowers immunity. So if you're getting ready to take a big trip, that's not the time to skimp on sleeping or skimp on self-care.
Right, exactly. Two of the things that we tend to push to the side because we are prepping for all of these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some other simple tips. Oh, I also wanted to mention that we like hard-boiled eggs. Those also travel well.
Love them.
And we take a little cooler. I think we got this one at Trader Joe's or something, and stick a little ice pack in there.
Smart.
And we had no problems getting it through security. That at least lasts us for the first leg of the trip. We also take a reusable water bottle. Oftentimes we forget that we have it filled with water while we're in the security line and end up chugging it prior to going through, but it works well for filling up after we get through with water, or I like to make my own tea bags. So I don't make my own tea bags, but I purchase the loose leaf tea and then have some biodegradable tea bags that I fill and then take those with
so
me.
So smart.
So that I have my tea. Yeah, I love jasmine green tea. That's my thing. And so I make sure I have that. We also take lavender spray with us. So I just make a mix of lavender essential oil, witch hazel and distilled water. And we spray that on our hands as often as possible. And it just smells good because sometimes there are some funky smells on a plane, especially if you've been on there for a while. So that helps. And I also try to travel with either peppermint and or lavender essential oil. And so sometimes just getting that out and taking a whiff can kind of reset things.
Oh, that's smart. Makes
you feel good.
No, you know, talking about the odors, it's an ongoing joke. My husband does a lot of international travel. And so, you know, inevitably he will have at least one flight or one leg of a flight where he is stuck next to someone who may have, perhaps is not as conscientious about hygiene.
Yes.
And so, you know, he has this running joke that he'll send me a text message I've got on the plane and it's a go. Like he's in a good seat with someone that is not, you know, offensively malodorous. But every once in a while he gets someone that he's like, I'm not sure that person's bathed ever. And I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate. So yes, you know, certainly those essential oils may come in handy on many levels. You know, the other thing is supplements are things I always get asked about, you know, things that I bring with me. One thing I forgot to mention is I usually bring like some collagen peptides. You know, if I get stuck and I need some protein, I can throw that into water. I could put it into just about anything because it's colorless, tasteless, and it blends really effortlessly. But in terms of supplements that I like to consider bringing with me, I like the adaptogenic herb astragalus. Actually, I was at my herbalist / acupuncturist. I was at her place of business earlier this week, and she gave me a fresh bottle. And she does a lot of long flights to Asia. So she was saying, I always take eight before I get on the plane, eight while I'm, you know, en route if I've got a long flight, and then eight when I get to my destination. And she said it always works really well. But I also like medicinal mushrooms, which unfortunately are part of my elimination diet, but medicinal mushroom, I know it's, you know, grand, you know, first world problems, right?
Right.
Medicinal mushrooms. I like NAC and vitamin C. And so those things, I think, you know, stress reduction before you go, easier said than done, of course, you know, making sure your nutrition's optimized as much as it can be. And then, you know, just ensuring that while you're traveling, you've got, you know, something enjoyable. Like that's when I'll catch up on books. I just downloaded a couple to my iPad, and I also will catch up on, you know, maybe it's a series that I've wanted to watch for a while, but haven't really had the time. And so I downloaded a couple of those as well. So kind of doing that, nourishing that self-care piece. If I know I'm going to be on a flight with just another adult and I don't have to worry about tending to kiddos and their needs, it's kind of nice. I'm like, ooh, I don't know what to do with myself for, you know, 15 hours while I'm flying.
Yeah, that's so refreshing. So I think your suggestions for supplements are great. I also like to take activated charcoal and some enzymes with me.
Yeah, in case
I've gotten touches of gluten at restaurants, even when things are supposed to be gluten-free. And although that won't, you know, undo any long-term damage, it does help me feel better in the moment and gets the gluten out of my system, which is important.
So smart.
If you only have a few days to enjoy your trip, you want to really, you know, focus on that. Also, especially in the winter fall time, I tend to take ADP with me, which is an emulsified oregano oil.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Nutrisense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, Nutrisense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data, and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, Nutrisense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I've used through Nutrisense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit Nutrisense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm. And if I feel a bit of something coming on, I'll take that or smash it up and gargle with it to try to get that bacteria out of my body.
Super smart. Super smart. You know, it's funny because I'm still on my parasite protocol, which I will be taking with me on my trip. I was not thinking that way, but I think that's really smart to be super proactive. And I have digestive enzymes. There's a brand called Digest Enzyme, and they're really phenomenal. Like, they help clear, like you mentioned, if you get exposed to gluten or grains or dairy or whatever it is that you're sensitive to or potentially reactive to, can be super beneficial. And, you know, the other piece that I think is really helpful when we're thinking about digestive digestive support is taking hydrochloric acid, which I take every day anyway, but making sure I've got that on board. We know that the stomach is really one of the first lines of defense for the body. You know, if you swallow something, you ingest something that maybe your body doesn't know what to do with, and it's something new and foreign, especially when you're going to outside the country, can be hugely beneficial to make sure that you're producing enough hydrochloric acid so it can kill off those pathogens if you ingest them. But I love the idea about charcoal, and I always bring that as well.
Yeah, that's been a savior sometimes when you mm-hmm. eat something that just doesn't quite agree with you.
Yeah, the good old binders.
Yeah, so we do all this prep and we, you know, really try to do prevention as much as we can, but we also really want to just enjoy our time mm-hmm. there. So we don't want to be so caught up in the stuff that we are pulled out of the moment. So I think just making a conscious effort to really focus on being present and enjoying the space that you're in with the people that you're with can go Absolutely. A long way to improving your health. And to do some fun things that are also associated with health while you're there. So I love exploring new farmers markets and grocery stores. There's, at least in the U.S., there's a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's mm-hmm. in almost any big city, or you can stop by one on your way if you're headed out to a more remote area. And I don't go to the USDA website all that often, but they actually do have a nice farmers market list. So if you're looking for farmers markets in an area, especially if it's not in a bigger city, that might be something worth checking out, because that's always so much fun to do.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of my geeky things. My kids have just kind of acquiesced that mom is going to take pictures of food anywhere we go. But one of the things that I love best is being somewhere else, you know, somewhere other than home, and kind of enjoying how local people consume their produce. You know, do they go to a farmer's market, or do they buy everything in a grocery store? And so I'm really looking forward to, one of the places we're going is Morocco. And I've heard they have these incredible open air markets. So I will be taking lots of video and lots of photos, which I can't wait to share with everyone, especially the spices. Like, I've just heard amazing things about their spices. So definitely enjoying kind of savoring all of that. But I agree with you. I mean, the most important thing about travel is that you enjoy it. You be present, be in the moment, not be worrying about the to-do list that is at home that will be there for you when you return. Yes. And, you know, do everything you can ahead of time so that you can totally unplug and just enjoy that time. I mean, I think so many of us get so excited about going on vacation that we forget just to do something as simple as enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think being in nature is important mm-hmm. too. So even if you're traveling to a city, you know, doing things like going outside in the early morning to get some sunlight just to help set your circadian rhythm, especially absolutely. If you have some jet lag going on. Yeah. You know, I know some people swear by using melatonin to help them reset, but I've had
pretty... I don't love it.
Yeah, me neither. I've had really good luck with just jumping on the kind of the new schedule, getting Correct. Outside, getting that sunlight, spending a lot of time outside, walking around in, you know, in the fresh air and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I, you know, it's funny. I do not have melatonin. I do not recommend melatonin. I agree with you that, you know, just getting yourself on that new schedule pretty quickly. I do much better when I fly east versus flying west. You know, when Kelly and I met in Las Vegas a couple years ago, I struggled to stay up till 8 o'clock at night being an East Coaster. But when I fly east, I have no problems whatsoever. I can just jump on whatever schedule I need to be on. But
yeah,
you know how that goes.
I do. So, you know, we hope that this has provided you with a few ideas for things that you can do to optimize your travel and not stress out about it too. You can stay healthy while you travel. It does take just a little bit of planning, but you also, it's good to feel good while you travel.
Absolutely. Cause that's really the point, and, you know, right. to get away and right. decompress and enjoy. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let us know if there are more things you want us to chat about with regard to travel. We could talk about this endlessly, but we want to keep this episode short and sweet.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.